This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour, the Tuscola County Election Commission conducted a clarity factual hearing yesterday, Wednesday, March 18th, and they voted down the petition to recall Caro City Mayor Karen Schneider. During the hearing, Caro City Police Chief Brian Newcomb explained the hours that he worked, which did not match the claim, which was the central point of the proposed recall petition. The commission also received a comment from Martin Prozondek, who represented Schneider, asking the commission to not approve the language due to the lack of clarity and factualness. Schneider appeared at the hearing. The sponsor of the recall petition, Shane Pelega, however, did not appear at the hearing. The recall sponsor, Pelega, or the office holder, Schneider, each have 10 days to appeal the commission's decision to the circuit court, explained County Clerk Jody Fetting, who is on the election commission along with Treasurer Ashley Bennett, as well as Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. And in other news for today, an alleged suspect in an early morning fatal shooting in Lapeer yesterday is now jailed and awaiting arraignment. The Lapeer City Police Department was dispatched at around 1:13 a.m. to the Silver Maple Village apartment complex on Dewey Street regarding a gunshot on Wednesday, March the 18th. When officers arrived at the scene, they found a 27-year-old male with a gunshot wound and a 28-year-old male who was then arrested. Because the investigation is still ongoing, no other information is currently available. The Lapeer's prosecutor's office is in the process of reviewing the police report to determine which criminal charges should be brought forth, and anyone who has any information regarding the shooting is asked to contact the Lapeer Police Department at 1-810-664-0833. The city's police department was assisted by the Michigan State Police, their crime scene unit, and the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, a Michigan courtroom has laid down the law, setting a high-stakes path for Adam Michael Gonzalez, who is accused of assault and battery, as well as maliciously damaging a vehicle belonging to Frederick William Milligan. Gonzalez entered a not guilty plea yesterday, but his temporary freedom comes with an ironclad warning. A $3,500 bond already posted is tethered to a zero-tolerance, no-contact order. The judge's directive is crystal clear. No direct or indirect communication with Milligan, no social media interaction, and a mandatory 500-foot buffer zone. should he violate these terms, and authorities say that it is an immediate trip back to jail with the order logged directly into the state's law enforcement system. Gonzalez, now represented by court-appointed attorney Dallas Rooney, must appear in person for a plea cutoff hearing on April the 16th at 10:30 a.m. The clock is ticking, and any missteps could prove costly for Gonzalez. And in other news for today, the fate of a marijuana grow facility was discussed during a Lapeer City Commission hearing on Monday. The hearing was regarding the city's denial of renewal requests for two marijuana grow licenses due to numerous complaints regarding odor. Andy Shango, who owns the two businesses, outlined a plan to address the odor coming from his establishments. He also brought along his lawyer and an engineer that he had hired to install a filtration system to work on the odor issue. The cost of the filtration system is more than $100,000 and is expected to reduce the odor when it is installed, but it was also noted that eliminating the smell of such a facility is not a guarantee because the rooms are not completely sealed as operations are still ongoing. The smell at its peak is when the plants are flowering, roughly every 2 months. And following the hearing, the commission approved postponing any further action until 6:30 p.m. on Monday, April the 6th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.